Mayor DePlessy coming to you from PCA 2024 here on day two coverage, down here in one of our favorite booths here at Cigar Coop Coalition, the La Flor Dominicana booth, with two of our personal favorites as well, Lito Gomez, Antonio Gomez.
You'll say that to everybody, do you, Bear?
You're doing fantastic.
I'm doing great, man.
Great. That's awesome, man. So, well, a couple nights ago, you celebrated this man's incredible birthday. And I know that party was off, like, you know, out of this world. And I know you guys have been celebrating for a lot. There's a lot of celebrating going on here.
There's a lot going on. These first 3 months of the year have been pretty momentous. Yeah. Yeah. And, so, you know, he might look 27, but he's actually 70, if you could believe this.
He's got another 70 in him, actually. That's what the party was always about.
We're estimating he's going to live to about 140. So I think this is the midlife crisis.
Yeah, the midlife crisis. You know? I like it. That's good. That's good stuff. Also celebrating something else, recent engagement for you, Tony. So congratulations.
Thank you, brother.
Oh, baby.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. We went big with that one. I had a good run, but I met a good girl and, you know, it felt right.
So. There you go. When it's the perfect one, you got to make the perfect match. Perfect. Wonderful. This is a year of celebration. This is a moment. This is a milestone. You all have known it. We talk about this year after year. Just how special and important you all are to me personally. I always give you credit. I wouldn't be here if it weren't for you all and your family. And it's hard to believe. 30 years since you started this journey. Lito, I mean, put it all in a couple of words. What do you think? 30 years.
It's fucking amazing. I mean, it's just like, there's a lot to celebrate. There's a lot. It has been an amazing ride. From those times that you get into the industry to actually make cigars without knowing anything about it, and with a lot of million question marks everywhere, and finally come to today. I mean, this is amazing. That, you know, we've been able to create a cigar brand. I can't get over it. I mean, this is a dream come true. That's exactly what it is. This is the American dream. And I couldn't be more happy and feel so blessed about what happened with our company. Just very happy, man.
It's a beautiful story. It's a wonderful story. And you guys talk about it all the time. We've talked about it all the time. And to put it in your words, the American dream, to go from something you know nothing about to being one of the prominent and premier brands in this cherished industry. You know, I said it to you last year. There was a time when the word Ligero was almost like profane. It was a bad word in this language of cigar making. And you made it part of the everyday love language that we do when we light up a cigar. And I remember a special interview that I did with you when you talked about the responsibility of making cigars for people. And I know this is important to you, and you've dedicated the last 30 years of it. You've passed it on to generations. We've got Lito Jr. Off on the side as well. And, you know, to Tony, who's taken the reins and learned from you, but put his own creative spin on things. To celebrate the 30th anniversary of cigar, the cigar right behind us and recognizing a banner. This is a cigar worth celebrating 30 years of. When can your fans like myself expect to see this beautiful gem on shelf so that we can enjoy and celebrate 30 years along with you?
We expect them. They're going to start to trickle out early in the summer. The humidors are going to be what takes a little while here. So when we get enough humidors, you know, batches of 100 or so, we'll send them out, and, you know, we'll be doing it little by little. But starting early summer, they'll be around. You'll see them. Yeah,
that's beautiful.
Yes, I'm in production right now, and we'll continue to be produced until we get to that cap of this number of cigars we can make for the 30th anniversary. And as the humidors keep coming in, the manufacturer in Dominican Republic also And as humidors come in, they'll be filled up with the cigars as, you know, they come into the marketplace slowly.
Beautiful.
Probably, I'll say probably a little bit before the summer. Yeah, late spring, we start shipping.
Terrific.
Well, let's say early summer if we surprise people even better. Right?
There you go. There you go. Love it. You know, this is a team effort, as you talked about, you know, blending the cigar. Tony, what I love about this is this is celebrating 30 years of family. It's got your signature on it. It's that Capitoyo Dos Chapter 1 chisel size. And I know you guys worked on the blend together. That was something that you built on his foundation and his creation of the chisel, and you made your own mark on it. What's it like to see a piece of what you built on with him as part of that 30 years? It's got to be something special.
Yeah, man, absolutely. It's cool. You know, the chisel is obviously the most iconic thing that LFD has done, which my father invented. And so when we were thinking about what we're going to do, the chisel was obvious. Like, we had to do a chisel. But, you know, the cool thing about this spin on the chisel is it's kind of like the evolution of it, right? So it's, you know, it's got history, it's got a little bit of the present, you know, and then it's kind of telling the story of the evolution of the brand a little bit, you know. So it came out great. And we brought back the flower. We felt like we had to do that.
I love,
like,
the flower. Yes,
gave it an extra pop, modernized it, and it just looked beautiful, man. It looks beautiful.
I have to have two things. The chisel represents the Puerto Americana and the power.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to have the power.
Hey, it's got to be an LFD.
Yes.
It's got to be LFD. I think we got to represent who we are through that cigar. Yeah. That was our sharing actual of Florida Americana and bring it to the consumer in the best way we can possibly do it. So, yep.
Absolutely.
It's clear you've made your mark on this industry. You've made your mark on the world in a lot of ways. You've made impressions, small and big, and they are a part of, you know, this industry is very much a part of you, as you more importantly are a part of it. And it's an honor for me to sit here and talk to you about 30 years. And as I've been saying for a lot of milestones, this isn't the end. This is just the introduction to the next chapter. So we look forward to the next 30. We look forward to the next generations. But again, as Tony was kind enough to point out to me last year, you're not done yet. I won't allow it either.
I'm not done. We're not done. We still are as excited as when I started. I'm still as excited. Tony is still as excited as the day he started working for us. And Little Junior's coming in, also with a lot of impulse. And and don't let my hat fool you. I'm not sure if it's going to stay with me. Okay, so I may go back to the straw hat.
It's okay. You got the hat. That's all I need. I have always had the beard. They always stay. You know, you got to have a signature. The hat's always been a part of this. Is just the evolution, you know, the evolution of the hat. It's trademark. It won't go away. But thank you, gentlemen, for so much for your time. It's been an honor to smoke your cigars for as long as I have. And it's been an honor to be a part, a very, very, very small part of the amazing journey of 30 years. Thank you so much for your time. Tony Gomez, the iconic Lito Gomez, La Flor Dominicana, everybody. 30 years. We'll see what the next 30 brings. We'll see you soon.